Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. It's a great Monday. I'm a little nervous today, though, because yeah, Jets playing Chargers tonight. In a pretty high-powered offense.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one.
It's going to be interesting to watch.
Luckily, the Chiefs got the win
Sunday
morning, and now
over
the Jets
in London and everything.
Yeah, in Germany. That one was actually in Germany. Yep.
So,
and now we're going to have Monday Night Football at the cap off the week, but right now we've got the Did You Know Show, so what do you got for us now?
All right, so I got a set of them. I'm going to have one of these every day this week, so everybody can kind of expect the same out of
me.
And what it's dealing with is five proposed U.S. states that actually never came to be.
Okay, I'm curious to hear about this.
So when I first read this, I thought it was going to be more about, you know, like, maybe other countries that were going to become states, like maybe the whole Puerto Rico
territory type thing.
But I was completely wrong. So these are kind of odd. So this is going to be a pretty interesting week. So here we go. The first one. Did you know that a state called Forgotatonia was almost a state?
No way. Forgotatonia.
Forgotatonia. And yes, it says forgot in there for a reason. So here we go. So what started as little more than a satirical publicity stunt, it was in the early 1970s, it actually turned into a grassroots campaign that helped to draw attention to rural Illinois. So right next door, a local businessman in western Illinois was frustrated at the lack of attention their region received from the state's government, especially the poor investments in transportation. So they proposed a new state appropriately named Forgotatonia that included 16 counties. The organizers recruited a theater student to be the governor, appointed the small community of Fandom as a state capital, and proclaimed that they would succeed and apply for foreign aid. The movement gained some attention for a short period of time, but it did fizzle out in 1972. Nevertheless, Amtrak later established a train route through the area, so perhaps Forgotatonia wasn't so forgotten after all.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yep, so Illinois really was trying to.
They were getting mad. They were not getting the attention they wanted in western Illinois. I guess pretty much outside of Chicago, you know, that's
the rest
of
the state doesn't even exist.
There you go.
That's kind of interesting.
Well, that's interesting. I'm surprised they decided to get a theater student to be their governor.
Yeah, I know. Out of everything, you're going to choose a theater student? I don't know. Okay.
We'll see. They didn't make it too far.
It's probably
good
that it didn't come to be. At least they got their tram system.
Yeah. Very cool, though. I like hearing about that. That's interesting history. Did not know about that at all. Here's my did you know today. So did you know that there is one building that's featured on our U.S. banknotes that's outside of our capital, Washington, D.C.?
Okay.
So, like, for example, the $5 bill features the Lincoln Memorial on the back side of it. Then you've got the $10 bill that features the Treasury building. And then the $20 and the $50 each have the White House and the Capitol building, respectively. But the $100 bill switches things up and features Independence Hall, which is in Philadelphia, not Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only bill in which you'll see a building that's not in the capital, in our nation's capital. However, the $1 bill isn't on this list at all because it doesn't have a building on its dollar reverse side. It's a pyramid with a floating eye.
Right, with the
eyeball. No such pyramid exists anywhere in the world.
That's
a made up one. So. But yes, very interesting is the $100 bill is Independence Hall in Philadelphia, while all the other dollar bill quantities are buildings in Washington, D.C., besides the $1 bill, of course, which is an outlier completely.
Right. I don't know. Why did we decide to do that?
But yeah, there you go. That's our dollar bill system. So I thought that was definitely pretty neat to didn't really ever notice that it was not a building in Washington, D.C. on the $100 bill.
I didn't think about it that way either.
So there you go. That's our Did You Know. I'm excited to hear about more of these forgotten states or almost states
as we go on through
the week. And we'll have another Did You Know episode tomorrow. Did You Know episode tomorrow.